Like many of us, Susie Murray has been known to take some of her work home.
I irrigate a Meyer lemon, a maple tree, a bunch of roses, and my garden loves gray water.
When she's at work, Murray runs the gray water rebate program for the City of Santa Rosa's Utilities Department.
It's water from your shower, your bathtub, your bathroom sink, and your clothes washing machine. Gray water is great for ornamentals, for vegetable gardens. It's ideal for fruit trees. It is not good for lawns because lawns are typically irrigated from above, and the gray water needs to be distributed, according to the California Plumbing Code, 2 inches below the surface.
Diverting and reusing this water was legalized through a change in the state plumbing code in 2009. Do-it-yourself retrofitting is something that Santa Rosa has been proactively promoting over the past year and a half through a series of free 2-day workshops. The next one is coming up this weekend. And Murray, who leads the sessions, says there are some very practical reasons to consider installing such a system.
It's water that you've already paid for. If you're purchasing it from a municipality, you've already paid for it. Why not use it again? If you're pulling it out of your own well, why not put off having to drill that well deeper? If you're putting it into your septic system, why not prolong the life of your septic system?
Home gray water systems can tap into all the possible sources, sinks and showers, as well as washing machines, but laundry-to-landscape systems are most common. Murray notes that outflow flexibility is required in each system.
It's a three-way valve that you can either divert the water from your washing machine to the landscape or to the sewer. That allows you to do those white loads that you want to use bleach. It also allows you to redirect the water to the sewer or the septic system during the winter months when the ground is saturated. You want to make sure that water stays out of the waterways. Our plant life and our aquatic life does not like gray water. In fact, it kills fish. So it's very, very important to keep that water on site.
Altogether, the parts needed to install a home gray water system cost $200 or less. Much less for Santa Rosa residents who take one of Murray's workshops. And the project can be completed in as little as a single weekend, although most take somewhat longer, depending on size and the area getting the water. After that, little additional labor is needed, as the systems are gravity-powered, but some change in laundry products may be in order.
Pretty much the three contents that you want to avoid are salt, boron, and chlorine. Those are in a lot of detergents. If you see a label that says environmentally friendly, it doesn't necessarily mean that your plants are going to enjoy it. If there are any sodium, salt, phosphates, boron, chlorine, you want to avoid those.
Since the beginning of last year, Murray says, Santa Rosa has seen 40 gray water systems completed, with another 70 underway. And they're pushing for more.
We're trying to hit a goal of 100 systems either installed or started by September 30th this year. It's basically gluing plastic parts and screwing threaded parts together. There's nothing rocket scientist about it.
The current series of workshops are open to all Sonoma County residents at no cost, but only Santa Rosa ratepayers get the rebates for the parts. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.